Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, cut it. It's going to be a good show. I didn't say it was going to be a... I'm kidding. Welcome, everybody, to the North American Wrestling Connection, where we cut stuff off prematurely and for good reason. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce our panel of seven tonight. First of all, VRM.
The story's not A-Rod in New York. The story's Brett Garner and his infamous run.
Also from the tri-state area, Jason Black.
If Randy Orton, well, we now know for absolute proof that Randy Orton is taking some sort of performance-enhancing drugs. He actually thought his WrestleMania match with Triple H was good.
Because he got high. From Columbus, Ohio, the star of the Kiss Cam, Nikki Haman.
Not only did I get on camera most of the night on Raw, I want to find out who was so gracious. John Morrison, Edge, Chris Jericho, and somebody playing DDR on the schmoz button. But we'll get to that.
Then, ironically, in the fourth position, fourth.
Hey, Nikki. Paul's
yeah.
got some explaining to do.
What do you
do? What the
hell's
up with Al Wilson?
He's dead, and we'll say so.
Let's hope so.
From Louisiana, in his almostly done remodeled bedroom, Carl Chenier.
All right.
Just like Dave Bautista on head cases, the man a few words. Yes. I did see that, by the way.
That's
I need a clip.
Too bad few words are not the words used to describe Batista's average promo.
Oi.
It's
going to be one of those nights, folks.
Then
in Texas, we have Tuesday Night Typho.
Just like Ricky Ortiz, it's time to rally up the show.
Oh, God.
And speaking of rallying up the show, we have the cute, the sexy, the vivacious, the pretty, and 15,000 other words describe gorgeous, the glorious return of Trista Timpson.
That is the second most flattering thing I've heard all week. The first was when someone told me they were going to buy me a Ring of Honor shirt, but they were all out of smalls, and I was more flattered by the fact that they thought I was a small.
All right. That's awesome.
Oh, well.
Now, I really should have said, messaged you about that. Oh, well. We have the good news. Now we have the dirty news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Big news story of the week comes that we've wrapped up the saga. Thank God. For those that don't remember that fateful June 26, 2007, and I had to watch it on the news, that was the day Benoit went apeshit and hung himself and killed his family.
Actually, that was the day we found out the full details, the 26th was.
The day before, wasn't it the Raw show, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it was the Raw show where they had the three-hour tribute.
Yeah, that is weird.
And that was the last time his picture was aired on any WWE programming.
Weird.
Well, and it hasn't been, you know, honestly speaking,
and,
though, you know, Robert, I don't mean to necessarily talk about it. It's only been 2 years, but it feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this. It's sort of a, and Nikki, don't shoot me on this, but the pre-Benoit and the post-Benoit era of wrestling, don't you think?
June 26th was the day that summer wrestling died.
Not to sound humorous, not to say anything like that. I hate to say it, but This is like a monkey's paw. Somewhere a smart wish for Benoit to be eternally famous, and unfortunately they got it.
Well,
That's actually a good reference.
Well, I mean, how do you mean that, Nikki? Seriously.
Chris Benoit was one of the best pure wrestlers, even if it was at the professional level. But even amateur wrestlers respected everything that he could do. Kurt Angle would probably have some wonderful stories. If Eddie was still around, he'd have some wonderful stories. If Jericho had the time, he would tell you some stories. If Benoit had kept his head on straight, he would have been next part.
And on that note, as you know, around that time, a lot of people were on roids, and the guy illegally distributing most of those roids was a guy by the name of Dr. Phil Astin, who had this long murderous row list of people who he prescribed steroids to, one notably being Chris Benoit, and the other one being, and this is rumored, Nancy was also abusing. He was known to subscribe four times the recommended dosage and also making drug cocktails with these drugs. So when all these deaths came out and his name was linked to every single one of them and also to other names that he illegally distributed the drugs to, he got popped and he was arrested. Now, the sentence came down today. If he had not pleaded guilty, he would have gotten 2,360 years. That is 15 years for every charge.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn.
That is 175 times 15.
Okay.
And now because he had pled guilty, he's only getting 10.
Eh?
Excuse me? Just 10?
Yes.
I would say the guilty plea was a smart move.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Does that mean he gets out of 6 for good behavior?
He'll probably get out in 6, maybe 5, you know.
How early do you think he would have gotten out if he pleaded not guilty and he was on good
behavior?
He
never would have gotten out.
It's like you're here for like 1,000 years, but if you're good for the next 150, we can do
it. Win.
Yeah.
That is a win. Yeah. But you're saying that the saga of Chris Benoit is over, right?
It is now officially over in the legal sense. It is now over. We will never know if he did it or not, because when the autopsy reports came out, there was no solid evidence connecting Benoit to the case, except that his DNA was all over the Bibles.
Right. But what I'm saying to you is this, okay? It's been almost 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's been over 2 years. Actually, looking at this date in about, not to sound ghoulish, but in 31 days.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 41 days.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the officially the second anniversary when all this stuff came out.
Right, but here's the deal. You actually, believe it or not, and I'm going to sort of take the glass half full mentality. Okay. If you didn't have the wellness policy that the WWE had, okay, MVP wouldn't be alive because they found a rare heart defect in his blood in his heart with him.
Yeah.
After taking a normal test. You had people like Jeff Hardy supposedly get his life in order through 2 suspensions, correct? William Regal, a lot of other wrestlers, including people like John Morrison, have been publicly suspended. Is there steroids in wrestling? Yeah.
Yes, still.
Still. But I think the WWE overall has cleaned up some of its act. And I don't, and I think that is the after effect of it. Was
yeah,
it? What, go ahead.
Yeah, it pretty much is the. It is the after effect of what Benoit did, and what happened with Aster and the public shellacking WWE got because of all this happened. How much you want to? Here, let me pose this interesting question to you. And I'm going to pose this to everybody. If, let's say, for example, the wellness policy was put in place in April of 2007, the wellness policy that we have in place right now.
Right. As they are enforcing it, is what you mean?
Yeah. As the strict enforcing of it. The results, and they start laying down the suspensions in May.
Right.
And the people... Go ahead, Trista.
People would start being like, that's blasphemy. This person isn't on steroids after they got tested positive for it. Because that would happen to Benoit. And people would be like, well, she's just done it for 30 days. He's clearly not on it. He's the best performer. It'd be like if Bryan Danielson was videotaped, like, murdering someone, and I know that's a horrible thing, but people would be like, no way, that's doctored. Like, there's no way he would do that because he has his awesome work rate. That would be the exact same thing because Benoit would have gotten caught, and it would have been like, oh, he doesn't do steroids. They're just saying that so they could take a top guy and make an example out of it.
A lot of top guys would have gotten popped. Because if I remember correctly, Orton was doing roids.
At that time,
he was doing roids. Morrison was doing roids.
Kennedy, Chavo, that whole list of the, what was the name of that signature pharmacy up in Surrey?
Yeah, Signature Pharmacy.
I forget Funaki.
The question is, though, I'm going to pose this one to Nikki, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you think if the policy was in effect, maybe I'm going to sort of ask the question a different way, because I think, do you think it could have saved Benoit's life?
Yes.
Maybe.
If we're talking about mental health screenings, I definitely think that it would have at least played a much bigger factor in helping him.
That was the point. Wellness policy only covers painkillers, steroids, and illegal prescription drugs. It had, at the time, nothing to do with psychological screening, something that Benoit desperately needed because he was in a deep depression stemming from Eddie's death. This is something that Benoit's father is grieving over. After they found the diaries, the books that Benoit was sitting there writing all these letters to Eddie and how much he missed him, trying to cope with this on his own. The wellness policy wouldn't have saved him from that. He needed counseling, but there was so much going on otherwise that he didn't have a minute to do that. That's something that WWE hasn't covered and needs to.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, but to get necessarily back to the Aston thing,
mm-hmm.
The idea is this. The question is, I believe Aston's one of many, to be honest. Okay?
He is.
Okay. He's the most public guy because he got caught, you know, distributing to Benoit. I mean, look at the guy who was in The Wrestler. Didn't he just get 45 years, something to that effect? The guy who ran in February?
Yeah, I think he's possibly facing up to 45 years.
45 years, okay. I mean, there is always going to be, unfortunately, this taint within wrestling that they're a bunch of roided up freaks. No matter what you say about John Cena, Triple H, or anybody, okay? The fact is, though, there's always going to be that taint, unfortunately, and there's always going to be more doctors who are going to prescribe those pills. Aston is only the one who got caught, unfortunately and sadly.
Why sadly? Because I was reading the report, and he had another patient, and she had his, like, prescription that was given to her made her overdose. So he basically has, like, 3-4 murders on his hands.
No, what I'm saying is, sadly, is that the idea is that I don't know how many doctors are out there or how many wrestlers are willing to go to these doctors still, even after all these things that they've seen. How many more wrestlers have to die? You know, is it going to take a John Cena or Triple H to drop dead before these stupid idiot wrestlers, with all due respect, and I don't mean to knock on who any of the wrestlers are listening, but if you guys still right now in 2009 want to take steroids in an illegal way outside of the prescription thing, you're out of your fucking minds. Not to get off my soapbox, I'm sorry. It just drives me nuts.
All right.
Sorry.
I think I want to put it to a vote right now because VRM has something to say about the Aston matter.
Go for it.
Wait, what?
What you told me before the show? What you want to do to Aston?
I'm sensing as he's getting locked away for real, we need to pull a certain lever.
Hold on a minute, though. You know what, though?
This is VRM just brought this up. I had no part of this. I just heard about it right now. I'm putting it to a vote right now.
First of all, number one, I think it's actually too serious of an issue.
Yeah.
To put in room 101, okay? I think that by putting him in room 101, it makes it a joke, okay? Room 101 is for incidents and things that are
stupid.
This is serious stuff we're talking here. Am I being too sensitive here, Nikki? Or anybody else?
I know what you're trying to say. Room 101 is for the stupid. This is stupid, but in the wrong way. Phil Aston is an idiot, but maybe so are the people that actually got their prescriptions through him. No, this isn't a case that you throw into Room 101.
It's like throwing Jack Ruby into Room 101.
Yes.
It's like throwing Lee Harvey Oswald into Room 101.
Right.
To quote Tony Kornheiser, Phil Aston is an utter lummox. He is an idiot.
Mean?
He is a dope. That's what that means.
You know,
I wouldn't put him in room 101, but if I could decide who goes where when the time's over, I think the eighth layer of hell will fit him.
I'm with you on that. I am totally with you on that.
Oh, hey, are you still reading those books?
Hi, Mom.
She's on the cell phone talking to somebody else. But now that we've got the serious, the big, super serious story out of the way, I was looking, now, I know I'm going to play Chicken Little, and we're going to talk ratings here. I looked at the ratings for both Superstars and ECW.
Oh, boy.
Superstars has got a .95. ECW, a little less, around a .93.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Not really, no.
For superstars, it's really good because, as I should point out, WGN America specifically isn't carried throughout the entire United States.
It's also not bad for a show that's only been going for, what, six weeks?
Yeah, six weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks. Whereas ECW has been going on for... We're almost hitting year three. And this is, in this current batch of ECW, it's their lowest rated show out when they're on that same Tuesday night.
And I'll say in advance, I'm sorry, Vince.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that it is a trend? Because ECW was doing, what, 1.2, 1.3? I mean, remember, you're also competing with, well, oh, that's right, ECW was 10 to 11, so they weren't competing with anybody.
Oh.
Was this the first week of the new 10 to 11 or the second?
Third week.
What was it doing the first 2 weeks?
Around 1.2, 1.3.
Okay. So, again, if it's a 2 week slide, then I would worry. If it was a 1 week slide, then, you know, like this, then,
yeah,
you know, then I'll just chalk it up to a bad week. What do you guys think?
I think it's ironic because, oh, go, Trista.
I think it's an overload of wrestling. Like, I remember when it was the Attitude Era, per se. Like, here in Canada, wrestling was on 7 days a week because of how our schedules were.
Seven.
And now, 7 days, I'll tell you right now, it started Sunday Night Heat on Sunday plus pay-per-views. It would be Monday Night Raw and Nitro. Nope, we didn't get Nitro. It'd be Monday Night Raw, and then it would be a replay of Raw on Tuesday, and then Nitro was on Wednesday, followed by Thunder, and then SmackDown on Thursday, ECW on Friday, and then WCW Saturday night on Saturday. That's a fucking overload of wrestling.
Yeah.
What's going on now, trying to have, like, 6 hours of original programming a week, that's a complete burnout for the writers, and it's going to be a burnout for the fans, too. What does Superstars even accomplish? I don't even watch it, and I feel like I don't miss
right.
anything.
You
like,
don't.
Here's the thing, Trista, you're not going to believe this. Reports say that Vince wants more.
But the show isn't going to accomplish something, then the show shouldn't be on. That's why Superstar should not be on, because I don't feel like it accomplishes anything. Haven't seen an episode, of course, because it's WGN America, not WGN Canada. So.
Well, I'm going to fight this. Having seen all but, I think, one episode of Superstars, the concept they threw out there was that it was supposed to be the unbranded show so that they could finally lock the doors once the draft was over. Unfortunately, right now it's more of an extension of storylines. It also pads a live event. I will give it, we got two Superstars matches at the SmackDown ECW tapings in Dayton this past Tuesday night with a 45 start time. We were in there for almost 4 hours. That's a pretty good bang for $50.
Now let's see. Right now, this is 2009, right? Sunday nights you have pay-per-views. Monday nights you have Raw. Tuesday nights you have Zip. Wednesday nights... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tuesday nights you have ECW. Wednesday night is the only night that doesn't have wrestling. Thursday is Impact and Superstars.
Friday is SmackDown, and Saturday is Ring of Honor.
That's right. So you have
that's all on Friday.
What did you say?
Oh, wait, never mind. I didn't realize the Ring of Honor show was on Saturday.
Saturday's on HDNet, correct?
Which
yes.
I do not get.
Right.
Neither do I.
Ditto.
Oh, you do? Sorry about your damn luck.
Okay.
Oh. Hold it.
Baby.
Whoa! I'm not
thought you were going to boo him.
Well, you know what, though? I think Trista is kind of right. I mean...
Whoa. I'm either completely right or I'm not. No, kind of.
All right. I think Trista is right. When have that many hours of programming, you're going to have this sort of, you know, burnout. And ECW, for lack of a better term, is not exactly the greatest. I mean, it is very good wrestling programs. I mean, Evan Bourne hasn't been there in a while, but it should be, you know.
He was at the arena. They just didn't use him.
Uh-huh.
I think they were busy. ECW was loaded because they were trying to push the Christian Swagger storyline with the Peep Show. They pushed the debut of the new Hart Foundation or the Hart Trilogy, whatever they want to call it.
Yay.
We need to have time for Zack Ryder to do his stupid woo-woo-woo.
You know it.
Hold on, I'm going to say this right now to everybody. The day Zack Ryder gets released, I'm throwing that freaking catchphrase into the room.
What? Woo-woo-woo?
Yeah, why wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if some of us have objections?
No.
All right. Does anybody have an objection to me throwing Zack Ryder's new character into Room 101?
Yes.
I haven't even seen it, and I'm expecting it.
Oh, okay. I'll save it for later. And then we have the usual Vladimir Kozlov squash, which in my mind isn't a bad thing, mind you. It brings back the glory days of the old Superstar show.
Yes, I'm hoping... By the way, the WWE, the double-double-E Vladimir Kozlov actually gets, what's his face, to face Mark Henry, the USA superstar. That would be kind of cool. Seriously.
What if, never mind, Swagger's a heel. Let's say better than...
Actually, Swagger would be better. Because at least Swagger can work.
How about Mr. USA Tony Atlas?
Oh... I'll say this right now. I'm watching WWE 24/7 right now, and the first match was Mr. USA Tony Atlas versus Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Good God!
Actually, it was a good match. And then afterwards, he was in a 22-man battle royal. So he was in the ring for 30 minutes that night.
He was Mr. USA for this, right?
Yeah, he was Mr. USA Tony Atlas.
Okay, let me make sure.
Although, speaking of that, just a little thing. I picked up the new roster book.
Yes.
Tony Atlas is wearing his Mr. USA outfit.
Too bad it wasn't the Saba Simba outfit.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, Boo is right. And I'm glad that Mark Henry is almost completely standing in front of him.
What does the SHS on Henry Singlet mean?
It's not
SHS. We have another caller.
It's supposed to be high
school. Caller, hello.
Some other reference? Or?
Hi, Harry. This is me, Scott Hall. How you doing?
Oh.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Hey,
hang up, bro. Please.
Put a coup for the show.
Hang it up.
Hey,
yo. Go to hell.
Sparky!
I don't know if that's good enough.
Thank you. I'll throw a possum at you, a couple meals at you for dinner after the show.
Nice. Really nice. Really
nice of Mr. Hall to call us from rehab.
Yes, I
know. More than that house.
Saved us one phone call for something a little to get somebody to get him out of there. Oh well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's not going to be calling Kevin Nash. He's tired of helping him out.
He'd be calling the Insane Clown Posse.
Ooh.
Those are his only friends now.
Yeah, because that's the only place I'll allow him to work.
Mr. Seidelman, I believe it is the half past hour. It's time for the belt to be polished up.
Maybe. Oh, okay. I have talked to Tyler Brown. He cannot make it.
Aha, so new champion.
So the belt is officially vacated.
Mm-hmm.
It means I guess I won't have to beat anyone.
You'll have to beat the rest of us.
Yeah, trust me on this.
From me, and I'd be wanting it back.
Bring it on. Just because you got on camera doesn't mean you deserve to win the title.
Nikki Smash!
I figured out which one of us two was talking to, then I realized.
Yes. Beautiful. Dave Smash. Good God.
Doofus.
Yes, and Doofus, and that was aimed at Cole and King.
Doofus.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Let's do it.
We have, if I could get the soundboard to pop up, hold on, new caller. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, hello?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a waste of a minute.
Okay.
Is it Kevin Nash this time?
You sound drunk enough.
I've had two glasses of Diet Pepsi, and this is just, wow, this has been the most screwed up show ever. Wow, this is just fun.
All right, Southern Matt, I'm at WWE.com right now.
Right.
There are 7 matches.
Okay.
And there is no way I can do a 2-point match.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because there are no tag matches, there are no triple threats. As of right now, there are just singles matches.
Are we doing pick'ems?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because Fat Boy is going to send me his pick'ems, and I will let you know what they are.
All right, another caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, I don't appreciate you talking about Big Kev like that. Hey, yo. Hey, Big Kev and me, we went to IHOP. They tried to jack
Rob,
us around. Big Kev gave us a jackknife.
Okay, dude, do you recognize that number and write that down so you know not to pick it up?
I
up
can't.
Next, John Waltman live from Mexico.
It's a Skype number, isn't it?
No, here's the thing. It's a Skype number.
They gave him a satellite phone in rehab? They should know.
Why do you think he keeps going back?
Triple H just with everyone free.
Dude, as soon as you hear the voice muted, I'm dead serious. Okay?
You got it.
Okay.
I think Sparky's about to run out of fire. He's going to have to rewatch what he did back in 1990.
Yeah, okay, so let's do it.
Alright, 7 points possible against 8 people. May the best man and woman win. And knowing my luck, it probably won't be me. First match, CM Punk versus Umaga. Who wins? Kick it off, BRM.
Umaga's been crashing every single cash opportunity Punk has. Punk needs to get a measure of revenge here. I'm going with Punk.
This better not be a Scott Hall impersonator again.
No. It's Kurt Hennig.
Hello. Hello?
Oh, hi. Am I on the air?
Yes,
who is this?
This is just avid listener. Yeah, I was, like, listening to that Scott Hall stuff, and I thought it was pretty funny. You know, that's part of the show, but,
Well, you're the only one.
No, but I had a real question. See, I'm like a wrestler. Like, I want to, you know, I've been training up. I've been lifting weights, you know, because I'm thinking about, I'm trying to get into the WWE, you know?
Good luck.
I'm learning, like, yeah, I've been trying to, like, you know, I've been taking steroids and stuff, and I was like, I'm pretty, you know, pretty yoked now. Pretty.
Stop it, Robert!
Hang up! Hey!
You know what? This is becoming more of a hassle than it's worth. Let's just move it on. I'm not taking any more calls. I don't care if it's Fat Boy, if it's Tyler. Don't call.
That's it.
It's Dynamite Kid this time.
Shut up.
Okay, anyway, I have Punk. Who's next?
All right, Jason, go.
Punk.
Nikki.
Punk.
Four.
Punk.
Carl.
Umaga.
Trista.
I have Umaga and Statboy has Punk.
To the person who called, I said I'm not taking any more calls. Because the some asshats who have ruined it for the rest of the people tonight, I am not taking any more calls.
I'll be honest,
this is the first time I've actually gotten pissed off during the show.
I've never even
pissed
off. Guy, you must
Typho.
Punk by disqualification.
Umaga wins. Next match.
Wait, who did Statboy have?
Statboy had Punk.
All right.
Intercontinental Championship match, Rey Mysterio versus Chris Jericho. I said I'm not taking any more calls!
Just don't acknowledge him. You're feeding him.
Mysterio versus Jericho. Who wins? Go, Typho.
Mysterio.
Trista.
Jericho.
Carl.
Jericho.
Fourth.
Shoot.
Jericho?
Yeah.
Nikki.
Mysterio.
Jason.
Mysterio wins and Jericho gets involved later on. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Go ahead.
VRM.
Jericho needs to keep this bitching angle going. He's got to bitch about every single thing, Mysterio.
I'll go with Mysterio.
Who does Josh have?
He has Jericho as well.
John Cena versus The Big Show. VRM.
Can't count out Cena.
Jason.
Big Show destroys Cena. He has a movie to film. Big Show gets into the title picture.
Nikki.
Big Show.
Fourth.
Cena.
Carl.
Big Show.
Trista.
Cena.
Typho.
I can't fall into the trap. Cena overcomes the odds.
It's Super Cena, and he's out for revenge.
Josh has Big Show.
Okay. ECW title. Wait a minute. Let's go to this match that's up on top. Before we get to the big three belts.
Okay.
Now, this one will definitely divide the people. John Morrison versus Shelton Benjamin.
That has been announced?
Yes.
That's what I have on the website.
Was that announced tonight, or was that... Okay.
There it is, right under Edge. Ooh, that's kind of hot.
Oh, gee. Wow.
Yay.
Yes. That is the man sandwich that both Trista and Nikki both desire.
Woo!
Purr, baby.
Purr, baby. Okay.
Can we move on before I get any more creeped out?
Not to put myself in the same position I put in Carl's show, but I can fan the flames if you want me to.
Fan away, baby, but go on.
Or I can just have the Scott Hall guy call every day.
Never mind. Moving on. Who wins between Abs and Charisma?
You mean Abs and Gold Standard?
Yeah. Well, lack of charisma for Shelton. But yeah, Abs and Gold Standard. Who wins? Typho.
I'm going to go with Shelton.
Remember what?
Remember the last time you went with Shelton?
Yes, I do. But this one I'm a little more confident about.
Trista.
Like, I'm going to bet against John Morrison. Good Lord.
Yeah, really.
Carl. Well, I just want to say one thing. I never thought I'd see Morrison and Punk in a tag team. But that is kind of awesome. Go ahead.
So who's going to win? So who's going to win?
I'm going to say Morrison.
Okay, are you done yet?
We're on you.
Okay. You see Morrison's getting the push now, so I'm going with Morrison.
And fourth, you said Morrison?
Yep.
Nikki?
I've got 8 very good reasons to enjoy this match.
Yes,
all of them were on Mr. Morrison.
Yeah, I thought as much. Jason?
This is going to be the match that steals the show. Morrison wins, but it's going to be damn fun to watch.
VRM?
The power of the abs compels you.
Oh. Oh,
hey, man!
Win.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And, yes, the abs are drawing me in. And I am his.
And Josh.
Josh is also going for the Shaman of Sexy.
Good God, man. This sounds like a one of those party lines that we had in the 90s, you know?
John Morrison makes every straight man question their sexuality.
Wow!
Yeah!
Wow!
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
And if that person doesn't make you question your sexuality, I have 2 other people who could. Moving on.
Who's your pick, Seidelman?
He said Morrison.
So we're now going for the 3 belts, right?
Yes, and we start the lesser of the 3 belt matches.
Okay.
Randy Orton versus Batista.
Oh, that... Nicely done. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's you.
So,
know,
who
nice,
wins?
Nice.
Who wins? The black hole of talent, the black hole of talent, or the game genie?
Only Ross Sarnman would use that kind of terminology.
Yeah, exactly.
He upgraded to Game Shark now.
Oh, he's upgraded to Game Shark now.
Had to. New title.
Wait 4 years, he'll upgrade to Action Replay.
And yes, that's my pick, Batista.
Yeah. Carl? Jason, sorry. Oh, God.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. In all seriousness, Randy Orton needs to keep the belt because Triple H needs to come back and fight him. Randy Orton wins in a craptacular match.
Nikki?
I'm going to have to go with Jason on this one because Dave should be smashing them, but he has monstrous momentum after Monday night. Randy retains. I don't like saying that. Dave smash.
Yes.
Fourth.
Orton.
Carl.
Orton.
Trista.
I can't even pretend I want Batista to win.
Yeah.
And Typho.
Orton wins and Batista gets 734 more title shots.
And sadly, Typho is close to being right. Orton wins, but it's 1,555 title shots. You're forgetting house show title shots.
I was just talking about in the next
camera,
week.
They don't count. Right, Jason?
Right, exactly. There you go.
Unless it's a tag.
Excuse me, Nikki, touche. Very good.
Neener.
Fuck you, too.
And for those who missed on the funniness of that discussion, go back to last week's show and watch the epic 20-minute discussion or argument between Jason and Nikki about dark matches.
Yeah.
I have no idea
who did Jason pick, by the way? Who did Josh pick, by the way, Trista?
He has Randy Orton as well.
Okay, let's move on. Christian versus Jack Swagga. And we go to Typho.
I'm going to go with Christian retaining.
Krista.
I don't watch ECW. Christian, because the only thing I know that Jack Swagger is that he looks like he walks on stilts. That's how my brother described him to me.
Carl.
Christian.
Fourth.
Christian.
Nikki.
If you don't know, well, now you know.
Jason.
Christian retains in a very good match, continuing this very good feud, one of the best, if not the best, on ECW this year so far.
VRM.
I got to stay with Christian.
Christian will win the match because it's going to set up for Fatal 4-Way for the next pay-per-view. And what is the Stat Boy have?
He has Christian.
It's a
so
sweep.
Clean sweep.
With a...
Now watch this all fail.
The
Swagger wins by DQ. And finally, the money match. Edge, Jeff Hardy. They fought 15,000 times. This time it's serious.
That is not a money match. I'm sorry.
It's, Excuse me? Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Paul.
Don't make me do it.
Are you serious about that? You really think that that's not a paper?
Looking at here. This is Ed we're talking about here. He's gonna go on with this title for months and months.
Not so fast, my friend. But we'll get to that. Go on.
BRM.
Is this the rubber match between these two now? I know they had the match at Royal Rumble, and there was the triple threat at Armageddon. Can we call this the rubber match?
No, we cannot, because it's not a singles match between the two.
All right.
It's a singles match between the two at Armageddon.
All right, I'm going to go say Jeff Hardy. Hardy wins by... Jeff wins by DQ.
Okay, Jeff wins by DQ, so it retains. Jason.
Exactly. Jeff Hardy wins by Chris Jericho fucking Edge up, not making sure that he continues to have the match. Chris Jericho interferes, causing Edge to lose the belt. Jeff gets the belt, setting up a Chris Jericho-Edge feud. That's what I wanted to say. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Nikki.
I like that. Yeah, Jeff Hardy takes the belt off of Edge. Edge and Jericho start feuding. Edge finally completes the face turn that I have been prophesying for the last 6 months.
Fourth.
Even though we don't count how they're going to win, I will say Jeff wins by disqualification.
Carl.
I guess I got to agree with the rest of y'all. Jeff will get it by DQ.
Krista.
I'm going to go with Edge, but I just want to make sure that Judgment Day is in Chicago.
Yes, it is.
That's all I'll say.
Are you going to call something here?
No, because I don't want to call it and then be wrong. So I'm just going to point out that Judgment Day is in Chicago, and then if something happens that I think happens, then I'll say I was right. But then if nothing happens, I'll be like, hey, oh, wow, I was just making sure it was in Chicago. That's all.
Something. You know what? Put it to you this way. I smell the wood burning, don't you, Nikki?
I do, and... I would absolutely love it if what she's thinking happens. I just don't know if they'll pull the trigger on it right now.
Right.
All right, lovebirds, that's enough. And I've said too much. Sorry, Bear. Typho.
I'm going to say that Edge wins by disqualification.
And Typho's right. Edge by DQ. And what does Stat Boy say to close?
Oh, Stat Boy has Edge wins and then shenanigans afterwards. And then Punk gets involved after the match. And one GTS later, Punk is your new WWE champion.
Oh, so
He's called it.
He called it. You are not officially calling it.
He called it before I did.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's fair.
That works. Okay, it's our pick'ems for Judgment Day, folks.
That's cool. So how long we got? About 10 minutes?
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes, and Carl has something to add.
Wait. Jillian Hall just got engaged. Oh, that's so exciting.
Really? Good for her.
Yeah.
To who?
Pink Tolan.
Oh,
I wonder
what
the ring looks like. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Let's look at this.
So who did she get engaged to? Tank Tolan?
Yeah, he was a dick.
He still is one.
Aren't they all?
I've heard.
That dick.
Oh, so he was one of the dick. The dicks?
Chad and James Dick.
Dick were on SmackDown.
Oh, gotcha.
He kept getting jerked around.
Well, hopefully she won't finger.
No, we're not spreading the dick jokes.
I'm booing that awful one. Or if you have 8 minutes left, you better not tell another horrible joke, otherwise you're going back to the room.
but seriously, let's just hope Jillian doesn't sing at her own wedding.
Now that's a good joke.
I thought she was singing it to William Hung so they could duet.
Oh, good. Oh, God, my ears. My ears. since we have about 8 minutes left, you don't mind, Robert.
Carl has some.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that bet that me and you made last week?
Oh, yeah, the one where I kick your ass in wrestling trivia. Yeah, go on.
Story of my life, ladies and gentlemen. Carl has something to add to that.
Okay,
yeah,
all of you listen up. Now, if you've heard last week's program in the archives, these two yahoos step in with each other. That is, of course, the $25 and the Beat the Block challenge up on the upcoming 100th show in July. I have decided to up the ante quite a little bit, and I discussed this with Rob Monday evening, and it has to do with this show and my show. And this is what's going to happen as per who wins. If Rob should beat Jason in the challenge here, then Rob will host my show, the BS Big Show, the week after, which would be July 30th.
Sweet vindication for all the crap that I get on that show.
But here's the other scenario here. If Jason would happen to beat Rob, then this show will be taken over for one night by me.
Ooh!
So we will have had four hosts this year? And that's not being a joke. If this happens, we will have had four people hosting.
Nikki, myself, Rob, and then you.
And by the way, Rob, there might be another addition to this as well. Stay tuned for more details on that, maybe next week.
This is going to be, you know what, this is going to be, boy, I really need to start studying that, huh?
I got to get cracking on these questions.
Mm-hmm.
How many categories are we looking at here, guys?
Eight
categories, three questions each, okay.
Eight categories, around five questions each, one 1-pointer, two 2-pointers, and three 3-pointers.
All right.
One 1-pointer, two 2-pointers, and two 3-pointers.
Yeah, that's about right. Okay.
Because I know damn well neither one of us are going to take a 1-point question two times.
You never
Speaking
know.
Speaking of which, I just mentioned about another edition. This person just messaged me on Facebook, Rob, and I'm looking it over right now, and I'm going to decide if I'm going to bring it to you and see if we can do that.
All right. Who is this person?
It's another one of our hosts on the other show.
Oh, God, not Palmer.
Yes.
Well, like I said, this is just going to be the most massive you know, thing happening.
I think I might have to donate blood after that show in order to get the money. Oh, well.
But Carl, let's have fun with this. This is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Okay, I'm looking this over right now. I'll bring this to you, Rob, after.
All right, probably in the archives, because since it's going to involve
yeah,
my show, that
means I'm very, this is very good and very, looking very good here.
All right, what's the bet then? Oh, we'll hear it now, since it has to do with this show.
Okay, actually, it has to do with the other show, so we can discuss this later on.
All right, if it doesn't have to involve this show, we'll discuss it later, okay. Let's pick some random wrestling news for the next 4 minutes.
Before we do, I just want to have a quick birthday announcement. Today is actually the 20th birthday of my younger brother. I just wanted to...
Good for him.
Yeah.
What's his name? Fifth?
No, his name's Al.
Oh.
Al, okay.
All right. So before we say anything else, we're getting to the tail end of the show. I should say that tomorrow is Armed Forces Day here in the United States, so... If anybody has a relative or anybody that you know that served in the armed forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
my dad is
Coast
a
Guard, even the National Guard, just tell them thank you for all the support they have given us over the past over 400 years.
Actually, it would be more. Yes, my dad is a retired Air Force Staff Sergeant, which served, good grief, in the Korean War. So there you go.
And now let's talk some happy news.
What did you say, Nagy?
I was going to speak of an independent wrestler in Indiana. One member of the Naptown Dragons, OMG. I'm glad you're home, man. And thanks for doing two tours of Iraq.
Two tours? God bless him. God bless him. Awesome, baby. That is just too cool. I mean, like, you know, just good for you. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
And now, happy news in the world of Ring of Honor.
Woo!
Lance Storm is unretiring, going to work for Ring of Honor.
And I'm going to be there both night, fourth row, suck it.
I know him from only two shows, though.
Like July 10th and 11th or something like that, right?
July 24th and 25th. 25th. Duh. Oh, my God.
No, I didn't remember the exact date, so excuse me, Miss Canadian.
Everyone in the crowd is going to have to be serious for a minute.
Yes, they are.
So excited.
And it gets even better because that week, Bret Hart is going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And not just him.
Well, dating or?
Ric Flair is going to be there the night after. If you're up for $30 for like a picture and an autograph is $30 for Flair and $25 for a picture and an autograph with Bret Hart.
Speaking of, well, how long do we have? Like about a couple seconds?
A minute or so, yeah.
Hey, am I back on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
All right.
No, I wanted to actually talk about what Flair talked about this week in a couple of minutes.
Oh, no.
No, well, you know, it's important because Trista brought it up. He's been making Ring of Honor appearances. But we'll talk about that in the archives because it's a very interesting, you know, potential of what could happen.
Can we really talk about ROH in the archives? Because I want to talk about the show I went to last month.
We're going
to
talk about Ring of Honor and all that stuff in the archives because we are out of time. So join us in the archives, and we would like to thank BRM, Jason Block, Nikki Heyman, Orr, Carl Schneer, Lipo, and the lovely, sexy, vivacious, and who really does fit well in a small T-shirt, Trista Timpson.
There you go.
Wearing a Claudio Castagnoli shirt. I am Robert Seidelman saying I have more abs than John Morrison. If you believe that, you fail!
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wrong!
Oh, man, you have been drinking.
Long ago.
So we're in archives now, right?
Yes, we're in the archives, and we start off with Trista.
Go for it.
If you have more abs than John Morrison, then I just want to say pics, or it's not true. I just want proof, because
No. Trista, just remember, I believe it was Jesse Ventura who said that Dusty Rhodes would never win a contest for the best abs, but he certainly won one for the most.
Yeah.
He had layers of them.
Was gonna face hang up on for being that kind of mean, so I'm just gonna go hide in the corner here.
Well, all I'm saying to you is, well, so you went to a Ring of Honor show last month, correct?
Last month on the 18th of April.
And okay, and where was it at, if I may ask?
Pardon?
Where was it?
Pardon? In Markham, Ontario. It's outside of Toronto.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, was this your first show under the new sort of ownership?
Well, I went to the one last July, which was under Gabe. And then the one in November was the first weekend that Pierce took over.
Okay.
But it was still, like, Gabe booking, you know? Like, all the matches were already planned, and I'm sure the finish is already planned and all that, too.
Right.
But this was, like, the first pure Adam Pierce show.
You mean Carrie Silken?
That makes sense. Yes.
So what did you think overall?
It was amazing, and the main event is being called a tag team title classic, and I got to be there for it, and it was pretty fucking incredible, and I encourage everyone to get the DVD, if only, for the tag match. If you're a fan of professional wrestling, then you will love this.
And what was the main event?
Ryan Danielson and my boyfriend, Tyler Black, against the American Wolves of Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards.
Good night, nurse. Wow, okay.
Yeah, it was stacked. The other matches were good, but this one, I feel bad because I remember I was talking to Nikki about it like the next day, and I'm like, I can't even remember the other matches because this one is just amazing. It was the ending and the roller coaster that you kind of went on during the match. And the ending was, like, almost had me in tears because it was so amazing. And, oh, my God, you just have to get it. Just get it.
This sounds like the American Wolves tag match that I saw in Indianapolis where we were chanting, please don't stop.
Yeah, this could have had one more second. If it was one more second, literally one more second, then we would have had new tag champs. Literally one more.
You mean it went to a time limit draw?
30
yeah,
minute time limit draw, yeah.
45 minutes.
40.
Awesome.
Oh, 45.
Wow.
And it ended, it was like, what were they doing? Danielson and Tyler both had like the cattle mutilation, like matching ones, and it was really cool. And then it was announced that there was a minute left, and then they both started doing the elbows, and everyone was standing up, and it was so hot and sweaty, and we had really good-looking guys around us, and everyone was just, like, going crazy. And then Tyler Black hit small package driver, and it was one, two, and then the bell rang because the time was up.
You know,
literally, one more second, and we would have had a new tag champs.
I must say that's pretty solid heel booking, though.
It was amazing.
Good grief. I'm just getting the quivers right now just the way you described that. I mean, good grief. Wow.
And I hope how I describe it does match justice because, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, my God, this match is so good. And then you show it to someone, and they're like, I didn't like it. Or that match wasn't as good as you said it was. And I'm just, like, friggin' praising this match to, like, the wrestling heavens, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope everyone else like enjoys it as much as I enjoy it, because
from what I can understand from the description, anyone that would say they don't like the match has no soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. If you don't like the match, then I don't talk to you, pretty much.
You just sounded like you had a
A rogasm? Absolutely.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed myself at Ring of Honor.
Who doesn't enjoy themselves at Ring of Honor?
I find it really hard to not enjoy yourself.
I mean, and I saw, like I told you, I had my first time the night before ECW One Night Stand 1 with Ring of Honor.
That is Punk Morrison 3.
Huh?
No, Punk Joe 3.
They went to Punk
Joe's Ring of Honor. Yeah, because let me tell you something. This was the first time I saw Samoa Joe. And my friend was going, this fat fuck can't move. Oh, yeah? You know?
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. This guy.
My first show, I got completely knocked on my duff because, let's see, Jimmy Reed was still there. Christopher Daniels worked that night. Joe worked that night. I fell in love with Matt Sydal that night.
You almost literally fell in love with Matt Sydal that night.
Actually, Matt Sydal almost fell into my arms that night. And
ooh, lucky.
I have the picture to prove it.
That is way better than getting headbutted in the ass by Briscoe. Way better.
The closest cool thing that I've had since been going to Ring of Honor shows is arguing with Larry Sweeney.
But who hasn't done that recently, unfortunately?
Well, before he completely lost his mind, I was offering to work with him during a quiet moment in a match, and he told me to sit down and shut up. Anyway, but at the last show, Danielson, I wish I knew who Danielson was wrestling, but this guy looked so much like Alex Shelley. It was messing with me. So I yell, Alex Shelley wants his gimmick back, and Danielson says, me? I said, no, you're Chuck Norris. I'm talking about your boy over there. Because Danielson
was
his hair in his bed.
Yeah. It looks like it could be Jimmy Rave.
Jimmy Rave is back in Ring of Honor, and they didn't forget the toilet paper.
All right. I've been meaning to ask this question since we announced this, but I haven't gotten to. Is the option for Josh open for the cash? Like, if Punk cashes and wins, does he win the belts?
No, he did. No, I got a WrestleCrat message from him right now. He has not mentioned that.
No, I'm just saying, no, in that particular sense, no, because, well, he did call it, so.
Oh, and he also shed some light in that whole stupid Scott Hall thing that we had this show.
Don't tell me that was him.
It was not Josh.
He wouldn't do that. He's too
big. No.
Who was it?
Because Josh, Jason, you wouldn't know. Nikki, you wouldn't know. Trista, you probably do know because you're a mod.
Oh, yeah.
The prank call, and Typho, I think you're a mod.
You think?
You are a mod.
Mess with him.
Ban him.
He's got
the
band
hammer.
Guess he just got banned.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, he believes the prank caller may have been one of the three people who were banned recently for the whole Mr. Kendrick Starwing 2.0 debacle.
Like the what?
The what?
Man, because I've been on WrestleCraft lately, but I don't think I saw that thread.
Yeah,
I'll explain. There is this star. I'll explain Starwing to you. I'll give you the Cliff Note version. There is this person on the WrestleCraft forums went by the name Starwolf who had pictures of themselves as a woman. You know, fake pictures of them as a woman.
Okay.
Then it was an April. He says, "Boo, guy. Yeah, I'm actually a guy all the time." Nah, 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 nah. you stupid bags and stuff like that.
And the depression set in.
Yeah. Then I think Madison Carter said, all right, screw you, and kicked him off the boards. And I'm judging by this. We had the same thing happened, except this person went by the name Miss Kendrick.
Mm-mm-mm. Doesn't Brian Kendrick look like Emil Hirsch?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. Because I point this out to my brother, and he doesn't really see it, and then I just start quoting Emil Hirsch movies.
I'm just saying to you that, first of all, prank phone calls are just so 1980s, okay? And you've got the band hammer, so go for it. You know, just make his life hell. That's all. No big deal.
I was almost thinking, does Robert Salomon have to choke a bitch almost after this show?
Pretty much.
Keep your hands off me.
You are not a bitch.
Nikki, no, you're not a bitch. Trista is definitely not a fuck. I'm using the bitch word out.
Anyone says I am.
Don't worry about it, man. It's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't sweat. I'm surprised that DJ didn't call him because he wanted to brag about some of the recruiting he got to do.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
What'd he do?
He got Jericho.
He got Jericho and the Great Khali in Dayton.
What, pictures?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know if I really want to. I'm not going to go into details of where at another center he ran into Jericho, but he was only with a few people, and Jericho was talking on his cell phone. When he finished, he looked over at them and said, "What do you guys want?" And they said, "We want a picture or autographs." And he says, "Well, how many are there?" So there's only about six of us. Jericho's like, "Okay, but you're going to have to come over here because this door will lock if I close it." So they walked up fully expecting Jericho to walk inside and have the door close. Perfect heel setup. Jericho did not walk back inside. And DJ convinced him to take a picture since he didn't have anything to autograph. He was exploring another part of the arena and Khali was just sitting outside taking in some sunshine. A couple of people with him. And DJ approached and asked very politely for a picture.
You better be polite with a 7'4" guy.
He tried to shake Khali's hand, and Khali just kind of crunched, you know, he grabbed his hand, and it disappeared. Then he looked down at DJ, who was wearing a Rated R Superstar shirt, and says, "Why aren't you wearing my shirt?"
Oh, crap. And, of course, he peed himself.
DJ said, "When I go inside, I think I'll go buy one."
That's the right answer.
That is the only answer for what? A 7'4", 400-pound guy? Holy crap.
One of the guys that's standing next to him is his bodyguard. That man don't need no bodyguard. The only luck that I had in Dayton was that I ran into an independent wrestler that I know, a gentleman out of Michigan. His name is Eddie Venom. He's the head honcho of a stable that was called the Michigan Invasion, and this is a guy I've been with for probably about 4 years now. I was in the same general area where DJ had run into Jericho, and Eddie had stepped out to get some fresh air, and then spoil it by smoking a cigarette. So the rest of the crew, the rest of the crowd that was there, didn't know who he was. I wasn't sure. And so he looks over, he says, "Nikki Hayman, I cannot get fucking away from you."
Oh,
shit. So I got to
that reminds me, if I do get the money and I start up this thing, I've seen Eddie Venom's work. He's actually a really good guy, and I would hire him.
He's a really great power wrestler. He trained under Kevin Nash. So he knows how to move. He's a big man who can move and can work. He's not as regular a worker.
He hasn't tore his quad. Sorry.
No. He hasn't tore his quad yet. At least he hasn't told me that. He's been injured in another way. He got married.
Oh.
So he had a permanent testicular
Yeah. Now, I
and in Pennsylvania, that I heard you get those removed. That's a legal sex change.
A legal? You can do that?
Yeah. If you get castrated in Pennsylvania, that qualifies as a sex change job.
Oh, that's
going
wow.
all the way. That doesn't make
choppy, all pee.
Don't ask me how I know. I just know this.
Such a girly laugh.
I want to know where you learned about that.
Yes, I wonder. To actually get sort of semi-serious for a sec, did you guys read Ric Flair through a couple of interviews this week?
Uh-oh. Yep.
Yeah.
And he is starting to say that he's getting the itch to come
no.
back in, to get back into the ring.
He said it himself.
Oh,
he'll never retire.
The question is, do you think he's going to get back into the ring, and how? And, you know, just throwing it out, guys.
Manager or bust?
Manager or bust?
Yeah.
You don't think he will wrestle?
To be honest, I really don't want to see him wrestle again. He probably... he probably will wrestle again, but he doesn't need to wrestle. I mean, how much did he make off that Ring of Honor appearance? What, $4,000 or $5,000? On from what ring? Huh?
10, I think he got.
$10,000.
And he got 15 for IWC in Pennsylvania.
He's okay.
But he's like Terry Funk. He's got that itch. Put it to you this way. I'm going to predict this right here. He will return at WrestleMania 26.
God, I hope not.
I hope not either. I don't want him to come back because it will take away everything Shawn Michaels did.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Sorry. Angry Canadian.
Easy Canadian. That was 12 years ago. You should remember it, Goldberg.
We like to call it 11-9.
Oh, good God.
No.
Okay, Trista?
I think I stole that one from the wrestling fan, but yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, you may be sorry.
Oh, no.
You said it to a New Yorker. I'm under the furniture.
Okay, first of all, I really want a legit apology.
I am sorry. I forgot it. I just started talking to Americans, but I saw the line.
Okay, thank you. That's all it is, because I used to work a block from Ground Zero.
Okay.
It's still a bit of a sore subject, but yes, I understand where you're coming from. Totally, you know, on your end.
Sorry.
You know, because I know being the Bret Hart person you are. Yes.
You know what? Next, I was talking about with my friend that I'm going to see Ring of Honor with, and he was like, "So, you know, are you going to meet Bret Hart?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Like, he's good, but he's no Edge." And then he's just like, "Really?"
What?
Oh.
Oh my God.
And I had used the same line about Ric Flair, like, the day earlier. So, you know, I love Bret Hart, but I don't know if I like him enough to spend $25 for a piece of paper that he will likely spell my name wrong on. So.
That's okay. You know what? I mean.
And a few seconds of bitterness.
Oh, yeah. He's not a happy guy, no.
See, that's the Texas wrestling fan coming in. Shawn Michaels support.
I'm just going to stand back and watch the fireworks.
Like a showdown.
Well, put it this way. Shawn Michaels has had two classic WrestleMania matches in a row. Thank you very much. You know.
Bret Hart's had some good WrestleMania classics.
Well, excuse me. Did you see WrestleMania 25? Thank you. Or at least that particular
yeah.
match?
Mm, What am I looking at? WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania 13, and WrestleMania 12, I think I'm looking at.
I'm not denying.
Who was he with in 12?
What?
Who was he with in 12?
Isn't that him and the fucking long match?
That's the Iron Man match, isn't it?
Yeah.
With Shawn Michaels.
The greatest WrestleMania match, if not the greatest wrestling match of all time.
No.
I'm afraid you're wrong in all accounts, Jason. The greatest WrestleMania match, bar none, is Savage Steamboat.
No. The greatest WrestleMania match happens to be the Iron Man match for its drama, for its wrestling, and for its just because some Iron Man matches, you know, rest for like a half hour of the match. They went for 60 minutes. They went.
You know what I don't like about Iron Man matches, though, is that I know it's going to be an hour, so it feels like an hour. Whereas if a match just happens to go an hour, then it doesn't feel like an hour. So if you tell me ahead of time this match is an hour, I'm going to be like, oh, good. And I just find it really boring. Like, I've seen the Iron Man match. Not impressed. Just saying.
I think it's really divided, Jason, on which is the best match. Some people think it is, as always, will be Savage Steamboat.
Well, by the way, fantastic, don't get me wrong, great match, too. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Savage, you know he's being inducted into a Northern New York Wrestling Hall of Fame this year.
Andrew, hold on a second. I got another call on my cell phone. Yes, Mom. All right.
Mom, name's Scott.
Okay, I'll see you Sunday. Bye.
He's doing this whole Scott Hall stuff. When you said you had another call, I just got worried.
Yeah, so did I.
No, cell phone.
But all joking aside, though, there's rumors to the effect that they want to get Randy Savage in the WWE Hall of Fame. What do you think? Will it happen?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And if it's happening, then they have to induct Elizabeth. Damn it.
Yes.
Do you think it will happen, though?
I hope so.
Yeah,
if DVD does happen, if that is a true thing, then I would say it's very good that it will happen.
I hope it does. Because, you know, I know they went under, I mean, put it to you this way. The fact that they're putting out a Macho Madness DVD set, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, right?
And it's just best right now. If you're looking for any insight on Macho Man Randy Savage, on any other stuff like that, you're going to be severely disappointed.
No, if it's just a match DVD collection, fine. Right?
I'm cool with that.
I understand, but this is what I hate about the new... It's what I hate about these type of DVDs. And it's why I think the best DVD sets are The Rise and Fall of ECW, Bret Hart's DVD, and Jake Roberts' DVD.
Yeah, I agree. I like the documentaries then with like a separate disc of matches.
Right, I like
that,
the doc.
Instead of the matches, they talk for 5 minutes, then there's another match.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I like both different styles, okay? I like both.
Yeah, I mean, Hogan, you couldn't seem to do a documentary DVD in that sense.
But it's easier this way. How much bullshit can you stand through? I mean... You know how Hogan lies? His lips move. Right?
Okay, what did I miss?
We're talking about DVDs.
Are you saying Hogan didn't slam a 7-ton giant?
No, it was 10. Don't you know that by now?
In front of 400 million people in the Silverdome?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still in orbit somewhere right now.
But you know what I mean. You know, the documentary stuff, people be saying, oh, we've heard this, and...
Well, I mean, I will say the best documentary/matches DVD set, and Trista, please don't hate me.
I'm kidding.
Is the Shawn Michaels Heartbreak and Triumph DVD set. This was actually one of the best sort of warts and all documentary sort of deal. Also, the Ric Flair second one was that called the Definitive Ric Flair Collection? I believe that one's called. Excellent one there, too. Really great stuff. Really good.
Yes.
A
with
good documentary.
Amazing promo work from David Crockett.
A lot of David Crockett in that documentary.
But it was an excellent documentary because you got to see some of the stuff, you know, the old Ric Flair promos where he had those, you know, when he was styling, profiling, and he said he had to live the life. I mean look, first of all, number one, I think a lot of the WWE DVD sets are worth buying only for the fact that you will get high-quality matches on DVD format that you don't necessarily have, you know?
I mean,
I'm not necessarily going to buy a 3-disc John Cena DVD set because you could, you know, because you're going to see the same match 35 times.
How many times can you overcome the odds on one DVD?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a
very mysterious
one for that.
Yeah,
the biggest little guy.
But Rise and Fall of ECW, by the way, is really, excellent, excellent stuff.
The Four Horsemen DVD.
I don't have that one. I don't have that one.
I'm not a big fan of, like, the 80s style wrestling for some reason, probably because it wasn't really around in the 80s. But I freaking love, like, the documentary on that DVD because everything that they did back then was just so simple. And now it's always not, like, a huge complicated storyline. It's just, like, the storyline just doesn't seem worth it, you know? And, like, we have these super long feuds, and it's like, yeah, but these feuds were going, like, years and years, and each time they got in the ring, it always felt like it was something new.
Well,
everything about that DVD is just so good.
Well, there was
love it for them riling up Paul Roma.
Well, my favorite line about that, I mean, how many here movie people have seen the movie The Wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Made me cry.
Okay. My favorite line in the movie was when Randy the Ram is speaking to the Ayatollah when he's coming to the match. And this is going back to what you said. He goes, you want to go over some spots? He says, no, you're the face, I'm the heel. We'll do it. That's it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Exactly.
Because, and Nikki, you can attest to this, this was about the most real. You've seen an indie locker room being filmed in that movie, pretty much.
Yeah. I'll go one further. The very opening shot.
Yes.
Randy sitting in the chair with his back pretty much to whoever's going to walk in that room. It was a grade school classroom. I've done that. GDW's done elementary schools.
Right. And I've also been, and I've also heard when they said, oh, well, the gate's not too much. We're going to pay you half. I've been, as a matter of fact, my last show that I did on May 1st, I got screwed over by a promoter. Very nice. So,
I've been
the recipient of that. So,
I saw that movie with my friend. She took me to it because I really wanted to see it. And the part where, like, Necro Butcher is stapling the dollar bill to his forehead, she was, like, cringing, and I nudge her. I'm like, I've met him. He's actually a really cool guy. She's like, what? And I'm like, seriously, dude is so chilled. And she's like, but he has a dollar stapled to his head that he did himself. I'm like, yeah, dude's a chilled guy. Good conversation. She's like, that's not believable.
Oh,
and then nudging her being like, I've seen him. Romeo was in it. I was a huge Heartthrob fan. That made me happy.
I saw R-Truth. I saw Dempsey in the background during the final the final show. All the craziness with Necro. Oh, my Lord. All I could think of was Drake Younger at CZW.
Yeah.
And that was filmed at a place that I have both attended, that I have attended shows at, the arena.
The arena.
Yes.
I've been to the arena once. And we even had an ECW moment.
What?
the South Philly chair riot. The Dudleys. Well, it was the Dudleys and AMW and Kip James and BG James having a wild brawl in there. And they went all over the arena. And as they're finally working their way back into the ring, Devon starts diving under the ring, starts throwing crap in the ring, and Bubba turns to the crowd.
Was this, by the way, TNA, or was this?
It was a it was an independent promotion, but there were a ton of TNA guys there.
Right. Okay.
Bubba turns to the crowd and yells, "Somebody give me a chair!"
Oh no way!
That's not the crowd you say that to.
No, it's not, because you know exactly what happened next.
So did you just get the fuck out the way?
Oh, hell no. I threw mine. Bear threw two. I had tears in my eyes. It was awesome.
You cry. Boy, you're such a romantic. You know, honey, you know, honey, this is what we're going to tell our children someday. We threw chairs. You know, when you and Bear make little payments, you know, and you'll be like, "Oh, honey, look at this. We threw chairs together."
Did you see that someone got engaged at the last ROH show? That's romantic. Proposed right in the ring during intermission.
Yes, I know. And they said, "What?"
The only thing I can really say is that.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. I say said I was now off the host queue. I'm like, what?
She says that.
Just ignore that.
Okay. but didn't they boo the guy who did it?
Yeah, and then they wanted her to say no.
Yeah. Well,
people.
I actually had a gap tooth wonder, and I say this loosely, proposed at a wrestling show that I did. I just see this going into Judge Judy divorce court in about 2 years. But hey, you know, I had to play the
2 years, and you're being that kind.
Yeah, well.
Well, DJ and I were joking about this as well, because, you know, on top of the thing with the kiss cam,
let's tell your kiss cam experience. Go on.
Okay.
Your second kiss cam experience. We still remember the first one with the great Kali.
Was it me?
Yeah.
First of all, she was black, and second of all, I don't own a one-night stand jersey. Bear does. Well, anyway, okay. We had seats in the lower level for Monday night's show. That's why Dave Smash was so prominent in the first segment. Doofus was directly over King's head.
Nice.
And my excuse me sign didn't make it on air. Damn it. Anyway, so Brandon is sitting with us as well. So I've got him babbling on in one ear, and I've got Bear talking to me in the other ear. The Bellas come out to do a kiss cam during one of the commercial breaks. Brandon starts frantically pointing at us to get the handheld's attention. And sure enough, I see a handheld standing on the stairs pointing at us. So I turn and look at the monitor, and sure enough, about three or four people in, they put the camera on us. So I brighten and say, "That's what I'm talking about." And I turn around, and me and Bear do as the kiss cam requires.
Aww.
Maybe with a little bit more oomph than usual, but you know what? But
hey.
Nobody got a picture of it. DJ said he put his camera away, and he was sitting on the outside. He would have had a perfect shot. But the reason I brought that up was the fact that DJ and I had talked about kiss cam and proposals at basketball games. What they'll do is they'll have two people goof around about proposing wearing opposing team jerseys. And the girl would usually just say no and go running up the stairs and leave the area.
You mean as planned?
Stands up, but he's wearing the wrong team's jersey.
You mean as planned?
Yeah. So wouldn't this be fun to have two plants, one in, you know, the girl in a Cena shirt and the guy in an Orton shirt pulling the same thing?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. It'd be great. No, what they do is they actually start brawling.
That would I would pay to watch that. No, I would pay to be part of that.
It ends with a head punt.
Oh, no.
It ends with an
FU. No, it ends with real FU.
Well, it's
they call it the attitude adjustment.
Say anything about a finisher.
What? TVPG here.
Fuck that.
Anything about a, I didn't say anything.
You already threw the PG into the room.
Yeah, it was. Yes, we did. Anyway, listen, guys, I am going to get off for now for the phone, and we will talk next week. Appreciate it,
oh,
guys.
By the way, Jason, there's one more thing.
Yes.
After what happened on Impact last night.
What happened? What specifically?
Awesome Kong killing Kip.
Hey, he was kipping it real.
Yeah.
Oh!
No.
Oh. I hate that.
No.
Go ahead.
It was good to
Umaga
see Kip
butt
again.
Slam. A few other shots. Two steel chair shots to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the chair, puts it over Kip's head.
Yeah.
And squashes him flat.
Yay.
Do you think he's done with TNA? Seriously?
No. No,
okay.
He's going to be a... Well, he might be because Vince wants him back.
Why?
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 He's kipping it real.
Okay.
You're getting thrown back in the room at this rate.
Okay, I have three words. What the fuck? I mean, why? I've worked with him. I mean, I've worked with Kip James, Billy Gunn, Miss, you know, whatever he calls himself.
Funny Sop.
Yeah.
Okay, I will say this. If Vince wants him back, then Maurice secretly longs for me, okay? It's not going to happen.
I don't know if I think Maurice is... having that mural right now being made to you. However, if she can't get a clear picture through YouTube because I blocked your picture out.
Well, no, you see, the fact is that we know about Maurice because she speaks French and English. We all know she's a cunning linguist, you know, but that's never
Maybe
mind.
That's what she was talking about on Raw.
Yeah, which, yes, exactly. But yeah, never mind. So you enjoyed Kip getting crushed?
I would.
She needs new theme music after that.
Yes, I know. He's an ass man.
No, I was talking about Kong.
Oh.
They need to talk to a certain rap group.
B12?
No.
Mafia?
There you go, Nikki.
Who was it?
Somebody gotta get their ass kicked. That would fit her character more than Mark Henry's character.
I want Mark Henry to get his pumping iron music that he had when he was a face back in 0102 when he was feeding with Tess.
Well, put it to you this way. I don't know who's more badass looking, Henry or him, or her. Him, you know.
Her.
Wow. Henry, this is a question I had asked. I wanted to know what the significance was of the SHS on his singlet. I didn't get an answer. Anyone know? Or
Isn't it WSM for World's Strongest Man?
No,
yeah.
It's actually SHS, which I... You know, I'm going to throw a guess out there, Silsby High School.
Could be.
Maybe it's a shout-out to the high school in his hometown.
I would never do that.
All 12 people there.
So ashamed.
I don't know, he graduated high school, but that's okay.
the only time I would give a shout-out to my high school is if I'm allowed to shoot about it.
Oh, never mind. Don't talk about shootings in high school.
Exactly.
Yep. On that note,
exactly.
Talk to you guys next week.
See you.
All right, see you next week, Jason.
Who's seen the new Kappa Aimee?
Ooh, what's he got now?
He's got two. Orton hurt Shane or not. and Super Mario meets DX.
Oh, no, no, oh, I've seen both of those. The DX one is hilarious, but I'm partial to DX anyway.
Guys, I have a Mario tattoo.
If it's not anywhere creepy, might I inquire where?
It's on my back. Not a tramp. All right.
Okay.
XOR doesn't exist.
I'll take it. It's not done. I pussed out because it hurt too much, so I asked him to stop, so I have to go back to get it done. But I just have to get his overalls and his shoes done, and then that's it. I have a real crappy webcam picture of it, if you want the proof.
After
you have a naked Mario on your back?
I have a shirt on.
Okay. Bad mental image typo. Thank you very much.
That's what I do best.
All right, moving on. Next week is Sacrifice.
My birthday.
And it is finally figured out Christopher Daniels is no longer Suicide.
Now someone's impersonating him.
Oh.
Stop
that's
that.
What Don West told me.
Yes, but Don West has to have a cue card for, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm even wondering if Hotel Bar was his own idea. If that line was his idea or not.
No, if it was him saying what he really felt, he'd probably say, I'm going to a Tampa Bay game.
Is Don West still heel?
Yes.
Yes.
So I will say that the heel stuff sounds kind of forced now.
By the way, who here thinks that Mick Foley is better as the psycho executive shareholder heel than he was when he first came into TNA?
Me.
I will say that, yeah, Psycho Foley is great. I mean, the way Foley was in TNA was all right in small doses as a face, but I am intrigued by the psycho angle that he's doing.
I think it's those 25 big ones above the eye there. They've done something to his brain.
And now we have Psycho Daphne.
Yay.
She's apparently a Taylor Wilde's secret admirer.
I think it works out. Taylor Wilde's secret admirer is Dr. Stevie. And Daphne gets Abyss. And then, in pure Russo-like fashion...
Yeah, I thought it was Lauren, not Taylor, that wanted Abyss.
No, Lauren is with Abyss. Taylor is not interested in Abyss. But I believe Daphne and Abyss should be, you know, led by Dr. Stevie, be their manager of sorts, because he can't actively go yet. However, he probably will go soon. After that happens, smoke comes right, and you hear this loud cackle. Welcome back, Father James Mitchell.
Does Judas Messias come with him?
No.
Oh.
Well, if you don't reference the I am your father too much, it wouldn't be that bad.
No, you would not mention that.
Thank God. Well, I will say before they screwed Messias up, I was actually enjoying him.
Very well.
I was just excited to see him because I liked him in Wrestling Society X.
You were a fan of the lasers.
Of course.
Wrestling silliest explosions, what?
I mean, he had a burned up face, he could shoot things out of his eyes. What's not to like?
The company that he was in having Six-Pac, X-Pac on there. You had Teddy Hart in there, who I think should be banned from every wrestling organization in the world.
Hey, at least they had Seidel.
Not even the power of...
He couldn't save it.
No.
Not
I remember buying the WSX DVD set.
I'm sorry.
My brother has it.
I've got it.
No, I gave it to a friend for Christmas who was a big WSX fan. And I think if we lived in the same state, I think I probably might have gotten to third base.
Ooh. Well.
He says wrestling doesn't bring people together.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I also threw in a nice a really cool t-shirt and a regular Nintendo in there.
Jealous.
It's the old school one or the top loader?
Old school one.
Cool.
I mean, if I had a top loader, there's no way in hell I'd give that up. There are five video game things that you never give away. You never give away a top-loading NES. You never give away Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo. You never give away a working, perfect condition Sega Dreamcast. If you have the right games. You definitely do not give away Earthbound.
Hell no.
No.
Can I throw Castlevania 4 into this? Not
well, that one, that one's quite common.
What?
Well, Super Castlevania 4 is more common than Earthbound.
I keep hearing they're going to make a new Earthbound. They never do.
Well,
they do. They just don't bring them to the States.
Yeah, they don't put it in the States. There's three Mother games. The first Mother game was really cool. It was actually ready to be released here in the States, but it was 91, and we were set to get the Super Nintendo at the time, so they pushed all Nintendo programming aside. Then we had Earthbound, and they did the stupidest... They didn't even properly promote Earthbound. I mean, they gave it the stupid scratch and sniff stuff.
That's what I remember the most from that. That book felt so bad. That was good times. Yeah. I'm the only one.
And then we have Mother 3, which has sold a lot to Japan. They won't... And... Reggie Phil's aim, who is the bane of all mother lovers, says that he doesn't get Mother and will never release it in the United States. He won't even put Earthbound on the virtual console. Mother and Mother 2 are on the virtual console in Japan.
You know what, though? You don't really need those games if you have Lego Batman.
I want those games.
Lego Batman.
Oh, I want to get some more Sega Genesis games.
I freaking love Batman.
By the way, has anybody seen the new Batman cartoon, Brave and the Bold?
Yeah.
Not yet.
There's a cool... They did a Comic-Con sort of episode with Batman. It was just freaking amazing. They just bashed everything.
Oh.
From the way the Comic-Con was, the goers, they had an ugly male dressed up as Harley Quinn.
I like her.
She's going to be in the new Arkham Asylum game.
Bashing
and
Comic
Con. Quite, yeah.
Bashing at Comic Con will keep me from watching that show.
Yeah. Oh, and they also bashed the Batman and Robin outfit.
Good. This thing's a friggin', no offense, gay.
Bat nipples and bat asses. Yet in the on the Batgirl outfit, there's no bat nipples or bat asses.
Because the costume designer hates people.
He hates. He probably hates girls. He's probably. I just thank God Jason isn't here so I can freely mention Adam Lambert.
I don't watch Nobody, American Idol.
He is this close to being the first gay American Idol winner.
I hear about it because I go on Perez a lot, but I don't watch American Idol. So.
That's because you can't vote for American Idol.
Yeah, I can't vote for American Idol either. I did watch him on YouTube, though. And, I don't know. He's okay, I guess. I like the other guy. Who's that? Chris Allen?
Yeah.
I'll go for him. I like him better.
Guys, I'm going to get back to my picture editing. I am so behind.
Nikki, did you send out the money for that Atari 5200 stuff that I told you about?
Yeah, that went out. If I didn't send it before I went to bed last night, I would send it out first thing this morning. I'm getting more functioning Atari 5200 controllers and a handful of games. Yay. Even though I don't even have my 5200 out and connected to anything at the moment.
You probably will get it out.
At some point I will. I've got to go shoveling through the closet anyway and get my game systems out. Maybe make a daisy chain on my upstairs TV. Break out, get my 5200 hooked up, grab one of the controllers, and just lock the door and play Pengo all afternoon. I'm good with that. Or put the 2600 in and play the best, if not least known, shooter ever made for the 2600. And that's iMagic's Subterranea.
You know what you need to do, Nikki?
Hmm.
While you dig, get the Super NES hooked up and play through Earthbound.
Well, I've got a good emulator. I've got to get my, wouldn't I need the book at least?
No. Not for Earthbound.
Okay.
Probably buy it online if you need it.
Well, and I have a pretty good shot at picking it up for emulation. So I'll look into it. I've pounded on Final Fantasy II here and there. I got about better than halfway through Robotrek. I finished the 100-floor mystery dungeon in Lufia 2. It can be finished. There is an end to that dungeon. It does not glitch up your system. You can actually finish it. But you got to have the right part. You got to have the right party to beat the boss that you find at the bottom of the dungeon. Did you play Lufia 2, Solomon?
Come again?
Have you played Lufia 2, Rise of the Sinistrals?
Is that for Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis?
Super Nintendo.
No, I have not.
Okay. There's a dungeon in the middle of the game. It's called the Mystery Dungeon. It really does not affect... It doesn't affect anything else in the game, but it's a great little distraction. In fact, I decided to just stop playing the RPG and try to finish this dungeon. The rumor was if you finished all 100 floors, it would glitch up your game. Not so. I got to the bottom of the dungeon, and there's a slime there. Unfortunately, this is the most powerful Fukin slime you will ever meet. And it's a pretty damn smart one, too. It'll say, okay, you know, I'm actually the first slime. If you can beat me, you must be something. So the fight starts. He'll heal you. He'll restore all your magic points and say, you've got 3 rounds. Kill me. I dare you. which means you better hit him with everything, you've got. Because he's got like 30,000 hit points. And I did finish it. It didn't win me anything, but I walked out of the dungeon and got to keep all the swag I picked up while I was in there. And that's a lot of swag. So, yay.
Indeed.
A winner is me. So, now that I've bored everybody to death with that, I'm going to slip off and get back to these pictures.
All right. Nikki, can I borrow Earthbound? Never mind.
I don't have a physical copy alone. I'm gonna go play around on Dashroms and see if I can find it.
You know what? Screw Dashroms. I have a copy of Earthbound. I'll shoot off to you when I get on AIM.
All right.
And thank you for putting up with me tonight, Nikki, for Typho, DRM, and Trista.
What I do.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you tomorrow on MSN, Trista, if I get on.
Okay.
All right. Good night, all.
Thank you for coming,
everybody.
Trista.
Good night.
Good night, all.